Welcome to the Bike Life Podcast by Warm Showers Foundation, where we will be sharing knowledge, experience, tools, and stories of touring cyclists and hosts from around the world. I'm Tauber Lee, the woman behind the scenes at Warm Showers Foundation, the leading platform for cyclists looking for hosts and to connect with a passionate international community. Find out more by visiting us at warmshowers.org. Now, on to the show. I'm so excited today to have Julia with us, who has been following in the footsteps of Luigi Massetti and this great journey that he has. And Julia is a bike tourer and a blogger, and she's going to tell us all about how this book, this story inspired her to embark on this 5-month journey that only 10 days ago she's returned from. So Julia, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Tauber Lee, for having me here. It's such a pleasure to tell about my story. So I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
It's so exciting. I know when we first chatted and I started diving into a little bit more about Luigi Massetti, I'm so fascinated at how this unfolded for you. So first, let's talk about, how did you even find out about Luigi's story? Like, how did it come into your field? And we're going to tell people, for those that are curious, you're gonna hear the story and how she recreated it. But I want to know how you learned about it first.
Right. So first of all, Luigi Massetti is like the father of bike touring in Italy. So it was one of the first men, actually the first man that like took a bike and like cycled around the world. So it's very important. And actually it's not very famous in Italy. Some people discovered some documents about him like 10 years ago, and then they wrote a book. And this is the book, this book that inspired me, actually. So the name of the book, it's the Anarchist of the Two Wheels. This is the translation of the title. And I still remember 2 years ago, I was like in a bookshop and I was looking for a book. I was in the middle of, you know, existential crisis, you know, and I was looking for some good vibes, let's say like this. Mm-hmm. And the favorite corner of a bookstore for me is the corner dedicated to travels. So I was there and I found this book like totally random. And I say, hey, The Anarchist, it sounds good. You know, and bike for me, bike touring is kind of a anarchy. And what I mean that, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can travel with. You can travel by yourself, you can travel with someone else, or you can go wherever you want. And there's no rules in biking. And so that's why I love the title and I started reading it. And basically the book talks about Luigi Massetti and it's his experiences around the world by bike. And, you know, we have a lot of things in common. Actually, it was born where my grandparents were born. And it's a city like 20 kilometers far from where I live. And I spent my childhood in that city. So I know exactly the town where it comes from. And then he speaks the same languages I speak. And we were working in the hospitality, both of us. So a lot of things in common. And I said, oh, my God, this is me. This is totally me in 1890, more or less. So I decided to readapt one of his journey. The name of this journey was like The Great Journey. And he started from Milan to Chicago. And so I said to myself, I have to do it as well. The aim of Luigi was to go there was actually to visit the World's Fair, the Columbian Exposition in 1893. And he wanted to be like the official reporter for one of the famous newspapers in Italy. So this was his aim. And I found it great. So I said to myself, I want to do it. So that's why after 2 years, this idea was stuck in my mind. And I decided this January to plan this journey and start in June. This is the story, like briefly.
Well, this is the beginning of the story. This is how it started.
Yeah, I
am interested in. Okay, so he did this journey in 1890, and you know, and I'm thinking about the existential crisis you're talking about that led to you finding this book, because of course we all went through a lot during the lockdowns and the pandemic, and everything mm-hmm. changed, and yeah. And your correlation to the story, because you have so many different things in common, and. Yeah. It's even more interesting to think it wasn't his tale. It was somebody else that wrote his story, right? And
yeah.
Do you know anything about the authors and why they chose to write this story?
I think the author found some documents, all the reportage he made throughout his life. So he decided to write a book and tell about his adventures. And to me it was so inspiring, and that's why mm-hmm. I said I wanted to give honor to this man, that it's kind of, you know, we live more or less very close, and he was one of the first men bike touring around the world, and you know mm-hmm. I love his soul, his spirit, like he was like embarking on adventure like with no fear. He said, hey, I want to go there. I want to go there. I don't care. You know, in almost a century, a lot of things have changed. And I think it was like much more difficult a long time ago instead of right now. Right now we have the GPS, and he had only a map. And he said, okay, I tried to go there. And he took us a point of references, like rivers and canals and railways and things like this, lakes, to go there. And yeah, it was tough at that time. So I was so impressed by him.
Yeah, 1890, to think about bike touring in 1890, that feels wild. That must have been such a difficult journey, right? I mean, you're first of all, no technology, but also bicycles themselves, you know, in long journeys were not very well known or popular. I mean, I'm sure he came up against a lot of obstacles, which we're not going to talk about today because we want to talk about your journey, but I find it really interesting. So we will put the link to find out more. We'll find some information about his journey. We'll find it. We'll put it in the show notes in case people want to dive deeper into it. But you say that you wanted to follow his journey from Milan to Chicago. So walk us through the key points that his journey contained that you wanted to replicate.
All right. So basically, I read the book like 7 times because I wanted to make sure, you know, all the villages and the towns he went through, if they still exist or not. And I basically readapted it a little bit. So it's everything is the same. So I did exactly the same it did like 130 years ago. And so one thing I had to say, from the little town, the one close to where I live, then he moved to Milan because he wanted to find a new job. So that's why I started from Milan. And instead, I started from the city where he was born, because I wanted to honor him somehow. So from Milan, I started from there. And then I went through Switzerland, and then France and Germany, and then Belgium, France again. I took the boat to reach the United Kingdom. And then in 3 days, I reached London. From London, I took a flight. You know, the boat doesn't exist anymore. There's still a boat from like Southampton to New York, but now it's a cruise. And a cruise, I think it wasn't really appropriate to my journey. So I said, okay, makes sense. Nowadays we use the flight. So we fly everywhere. So I adapted it a little bit. So from London, I flew to New York. And then I spent kind of 2.5 months in the United States. So I cycled from New York to Chicago, following again exactly his path. So from New York to Albany, Buffalo, Lake Erie, And then I went through like Ohio, Indiana, and then Chicago, and then Chicago back. From Chicago, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Washington, and then Baltimore, Philly, New York again. So it was a great adventure in the United States, actually. And basically, it took, as I told you before, like as a point of reference, is railways, canals, and lake. It's nowadays, you know, from New York to Albany, there's a long bike trail. It's called the Empire State Trail. It's a big project right now. They reconverted this railway into a bike trail. And then from Albany to Buffalo, it's a canal. There's the Erie Canal, and it's still existing. And now it's a bike trail. So I was so surprised. And I brought with me the book, and I was reading every day his tales, every night before, you know, embarking on a new day. And his tales were so, so great. And I was reading the similarities and the differences. And yeah, and the same happened from Pittsburgh. Now it's a bike trail. And Pittsburgh, Washington is the same. It's called the Gap, the first part, Pittsburgh, Cumberland, and then Cumberland, Washington is called the CNO. Because, you know, the first part was a railway a long time ago, and the second part follows the Potomac River. So it's amazing. And then from Washington to New York was exactly the same. And now it has been converted into quite a great project, actually. It's called the East Green Coastway. And and like this. So I was so surprised by that. I loved it. And then I flew again from New York to London. And London in one day, then I reached the south of the United Kingdom. I'm with by ferry, I reached the France, and then, you know, biking down to the south, and then back to Italy again.
Isn't it so interesting to think of the similarities and the differences, both? Because a lot of what Luigi followed on his path were naturally created waypoints between cities back in 1890 that still exist now, even if in a different format. And we're definitely familiar with, you know, the Greenway. And also you might have been on the Rails to Trails projects, where turning railways into trails. Some of that might have been Rails to Trails, who we've had on this show. But also to think of the cities, I mean, they don't change locations. They might grow and expand and not have the same roads. But, I mean, it's kind of wild to think of how long ago that was, and how you can follow the same path, same rivers, same canals. Isn't that so fascinating?
Yeah. And especially because I was reading every night, you know, what it was writing and saying, and something are actually the same after 130 years ago. So it's wild. Yeah, you said it.
I'm curious, did you talk to Luigi while you were traveling? Like, did you feel like his presence was with you?
Yeah. It's a kind of reincarnation, probably. I don't know. I think it's something like that. So, yeah, it was totally random, but actually it was one of the greatest adventures I had so far. So it's actually the biggest. I was traveling by bike also before. But I always have been like an avid cyclist, but this is the longest journey to me. So 5 months, maximum was like 2 weeks, nothing more than that. So this was the biggest. And the United States was like adventure and totally a big surprise to me, because, you know, I never thought about having like bicycle lanes everywhere or bike trails. I was a little bit scared. I said, I don't know, maybe I'm going to cycle in highways or big roads and, you know, traffic and crowds. But instead it was completely different from what I was thinking about it. So it was great.
Interesting. Today's episode is brought to you by BikeFlights.com, the leading bicycle shipping service and bike box supplier for cyclists. You'll enjoy low costs, excellent service, and on-time delivery with every shipment. And you get preferred handling for your high-value bikes, wheels, and gear. As a brand built around a love for the outdoors, they are committed to reducing environmental impact, and every Bike Flights shipment is carbon neutral. Join the nearly 1 million cyclists who have used Bike Flights to ship their bikes, wheels, and gear with confidence since 2009, and see how easy it is to book, manage, and track all of your shipments. Visit bikeflights.com/warm showers today for more information and to book your shipment. Now back to the show. Now, I know one part of Luigi's story is he got to meet the president at the time, right, of the United States when he was traveling in the U.S. Yeah. And you contacted Biden's office as well, right?
Yeah, I did it through the embassy. But actually, with no success. I mean, right now it's very hard to get an appointment with the president. Long time ago it was easier, I think. But now it's difficult, and I tried several times, and and then I said, okay, let's give up. But
did you make it to the White House? Did you stop at the White House?
In
honor of Luigi?
Sure. I stopped right in front of it, and I remember when I was in Washington, like this September, the temperature was so high, kind of 100 degrees, something like that. So I was visiting Washington by night. And it was great. And I remember I stopped in front of the White House during the night, and it had this atmosphere. So he had the opportunity. Really? It was easier a long time ago. Now a lot of things have changed. So
Yes, it's true. It's very difficult to get attention of any politicians, really. But I'm thinking about this because you are so recently home. I know that you are a blogger. So did you write about the journey along the way, or are you writing about it now?
All right. I'm going to write it about it right now. And I'm writing a book as well, because I want to, you know, to continue his story and my story. I would like to be kind of inspiration for people, especially women, because, you know, traveling by ourselves sometimes is like, before embarking on this adventure, a lot of people ask me, hey, you don't fear to be by yourself, or you're not scared, something like that. So I just want to inspire people, especially women traveling by themselves, and, you know, change life. If you don't like your life, you don't like what you're doing, let's change it. And, you know, bike was also a kind of a painkiller to me. And I gained a lot of self-esteem, and I was much more confident in me. So bike gave me power. So I want to say to everybody, like, try to cycle or to bike tour once in your life. You don't have to be like, doesn't have to be like 5 months like me, or biking 7,000 kilometers like I did, but, you know, something small just to try the experience, that it's amazing. So and actually I didn't have time during my journey before leaving. I said, hey, you know, I'm gonna edit some videos or like post on Instagram. I did it, but not as much as I wanted, because you don't have time when you are biking. You are busy in cycling, looking for a place where to sleep or where to get some food, or changing plans because, you know, weather forecasts are always changing, a lot of things. So, and then you have to live your experience. And so that's why I said, I was writing my journal every day before going to bed, like a couple of sentences, but I'm going to develop it. In this day, I'm relaxing, I'm chilling out a little bit, try to recover. And now I have time to dedicate myself to that. So I definitely need to do it right now.
Yeah. I mean, writing a few sentences is just for you to bring back the feelings of that moment so you can expand upon it. So home for 10 days, what have those 10 days been like after 5 months?
I was sleeping a lot. you know, basically like chilling out, so reading books, like editing some photos and a little bit of videos. It's hard also to be back home because I got used to something else. And now, you know, that I'm home, I feel like a foreigner, a stranger. I don't know. But, you know, when you are biking or you are traveling, it's easier to, you know, to have friends, to meet people. And I never felt a stranger when I was, you know, on a bike tour. And now I feel it, you know, because it's hard. People don't understand your choices, why, you know, you embarked on this adventure. You know, I quit my job before, so I feel like this. So I try to explain things to people. So yeah, it takes time. So and now I'm thinking about new ideas in my mind, new projects. So it's a mix of things.
It definitely takes time, and you're talking to the right community because everyone listening here understands. Definitely takes time. And so curious, have you thought of the next adventure?
Wow, you know what? My bucket list is huge. So lot of things. I don't know. So I think next year for sure. But I don't know where. It depends on my feeling when it comes to that. So yeah, but bucket list, it's huge. So I will decide.
I love it. Please make sure you keep us posted as your writings and your book and your documenting about this comes up. And we will put your current social media handles in the show notes so anybody can find you and see what you've posted or what might come out. But make sure you keep us posted. And we'll give a big shout out to Luigi, wherever you are in the cosmos. Thank you for connecting to and, you know, inspiring Julia, who has then come to inspire us. So thank you, Julia. We really appreciate having you.
Okay, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to me, and hope to be back and, you know, talk about other trips, other journey we'll have. So you never know.
That sounds great. Happy to. All right. And for those of you listening, make sure if you are watching this on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe and hit the bell so you know every time we have a new show that comes out. And if you are listening on your favorite listening app, we always appreciate a rating and review. And so, Julia, we look forward to all the exciting things you're going to do in the future, and we will be back. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Wherever you are listening, please leave us a rating and a review as it helps us reach more cyclists and hosts around the world. Visit us at warmshowers.org to become a part of our community or on Instagram at warmshowers_org. If you would like to be a guest on the show or submit a question, please make sure to email us at podcast@warmshowers.org.